Maureen Corrigan says that she's just read an odd new novel called The Abortionist Daughter by Elizabeth Hyde, whose mix of lightheartedness and danger would be a perfect tonal match for those sunny, hot days at the beach when you can't swim because jellyfish are in the water.
There I was in the local organic supermarket the other day when I had this odd flare of fury. I just finished loading my groceries on the conveyor belt and had pushed my cart up to be closer to the cashier when a movement caught my eye and I turned around. The woman in back of me was touching my groceries. She'd obviously already nudged my olive bread further along the conveyor belt so that she could begin loading her stuff. But I caught her in the act of lifting up my angel food cake so that she could get a look at the ingredients label affixed to the bottom of the plastic container. I stared at her, and she smiled. "It looks good," she said. "I hope you don't mind." I gave her a tight smile back, because in fact I did mind. Irrationally, I minded a lot, and the fact that I was experiencing this spurt of grocery road rage while smack in the middle of this food store with its slogans about no animal testing and saving the rainforest made the moment all the more ludicrous. Chalk it up to the heat or the fact that I just finished reading Elizabeth Hyde's darkly witty new novel, The Abortionist's Daughter. Mundane moments of weirdness abound in that book, and after reading it, I felt that I was under its off-kilter influence, that people around me were behaving strangely by a degree or two, and so was I. From the title and the book jacket's synopsis, I'd expected a literary novel of ideas about the moral and political conundrum of abortion. Instead, The Abortionist's Daughter accordions out into a suspense story and a comic noir, a novel of manners and an improbable romance. And when I finally got accustomed to this pattern of the unexpected, the novel surprised me at the end by settling down and getting, well, a little soppy. The novel's first skewed sentence gives fair warning that this is going to be a wayward tale. Hyde writes, "The problem was, Megan had just taken the second half of the ecstasy when her father called with the news." Megan is the college-aged abortionist daughter of the title, and the news her father is calling with is that her mother, Diana Dupre, a doctor who runs an abortion clinic in a small Colorado town, has just been found floating dead in her in-home exercise pool. It doesn't look like an accident. Diana had been the target of plenty of death threats from anti-abortion zealots, but why, the police want to know, would a woman who routinely wears a bulletproof vest not fix the lock that's been broken for days on her back door? More curious revelations and red herrings emerge as the investigation proceeds. A young cop and Megan fall in lust. Megan's father, the local DA, refuses to account for his whereabouts for 3 hours in a blizzard during the time period that Diana was murdered. But it's really Hyde's zest for misbehavior, the inappropriate emotion, the surprising word choice that makes The Abortionist's Daughter so striking. Here, for instance, is a flashback in which she describes Diana meeting her daughter Megan's prom date. Diana eyed Bill up and down. She had delivered him into this world, actually back before she opened the clinic. She'd also circumcised him, she recalled now. Involuntarily, she glanced at his crotch. Or take this description of Megan's reaction to a key break in the case. She looked truly perplexed, as though she'd switched on the radio mid-story and heard the word assassination or smallpox. I'm still not quite sure what to call The Abortionist's Daughter. Its cockeyed sensibility and plot detours certainly carry it out of the realm of both straight literary fiction or pure suspense. Like that annoying woman behind me in the socially conscious grocery store, I find myself reflexively picking up the book and looking for a label. Nothing organic in this literary concoction. Rather, it's the heightened artificiality of its ingredients, the way they don't mesh with each other, that gives this novel its distinctive tang.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Abortionist's Daughter by Elizabeth Hyde. Coming up, jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews a new CD by the Clarinet Trio. This is Fresh Air.